How did you notice the defense being affected by the ways you used to read, you guys used to read yesterday, formationally, and with some of the fakes?
Well, I'll say this. I haven't seen coverage roll to a running back the way it does with Tariq, and that, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, the talent he's got. And, you know, I don't really notice these things during the game, but when you turn on the film, you see it. And I've never seen coverage roll to a receiver or a running back like that. So he's a special player, and, you know, we got to continue to get him the ball. Jordan's our bruiser, and you know, Tariq's a guy that you just need to get the ball, I don't know, 10, 15 times a game and get him in space and let him work. Well, I mean, anytime you have your whole group together, you're going to be more successful. You know, we have more reps and invested as a whole group together. And, you know, when I'm able to play next to Cody, you know, I'm used to his blocks more than I am with Aronis. You know, it's just purely it's a numbers thing, just doing more reps with Cody. And obviously Kyle's he's a great player, and when he's in there, he's going to help us in every aspect of the game, especially in the run game. So, you know, when we have our guys in there, we think it's obviously an advantage for us.
Sense for why this group hasn't been able to get over the hump in close games more consistently?
I've talked about it in our you know, leadership council meetings and things like that, and I think honestly it's you can't really put your finger on it, but you know what I've noticed in my past is it's just a you know, winning and losing is kind of a habit, you know, and you got to kind of get through that, get over that hump, and just once you do it and you kind of get the feel for it, then you, it just, I don't know, it's just, you just feel it, and it's just something that you just, you know, you have that confidence that you're going to finish those games out. And right now I just, you know, we're not quite there, honestly, and I really don't know what it takes to get there, but I just, you know, I see the improvement in the team and see how good we can be, and that's exciting. But you know, we got to finish these games.
Josh, what areas of growth do you see in Trubisky that best indicate that he'll be as good as the Bears, you know, hope he will?
I mean, just everything. He's had that had the ability since he got here. We all saw that. It just takes a long time to learn. Learn offenses in this league, and it takes a long time to learn coverages, and I mean coverages change at the last second. I mean, it's tough, it's not easy to do as a young guy, and it's just he's got to continue to grow and learn the little nuances of this game, and you know, the windows are a little bit tighter, and so you have to be a little bit quicker with your reads, and you saw him this week, you know, get one, two, and into his third read really quick in a lot of situations, and getting the ball out on his third read, which, you know, he hadn't seen a ton in the past. So he's just growing and learning, and it's really hard for a young quarterback.
Jack, what should the public know about what Kyle is going through just in terms of being getting himself ready to play, be available, and try to be at his best, understanding that, you know, he's got different things he's dealing with?
I don't know. You got to ask Kyle that.
Aaron was getting his feet wet as a starter. What types of things did you see from him early on, even as the growing pains were there, that told you, okay, this is the guy we're
going to
ride with?
Well, I mean, there wasn't a ton of growing pains. I mean, we went 6-10 my rookie year, but he played extremely well. I mean, everything that you see now, you know, the way he moves in the pocket, can throw on the run, and you really see the way he could throw the ball. And you really see it at practice when you get that perfect angle from behind and you can see the windows that he would fit the ball in is always what impressed me. Like, I was always impressed by the game day, but watching him at practice and that perfect angle from behind, you're like, where the hell is he throwing? Oh, damn. And they would get in there and you're like, he can throw the ball. you know, just those little things. This is, you know, he's just gotten better and better, obviously. But, you know, you saw it right away.
You're talking watching him live at practice from behind?
Yeah.
Just what do you come to appreciate about Charles Leno? Have you got through a season and a half with him?
Well, I'll tell you what. When I first got here, Leno was the only reason I knew what the hell I was doing that first week. You know, he's probably on his, you know, in his playbook and on his iPad more than anybody in the building. So he has a great understanding of the offense, and he works his ass off. And he works with me to get better, and, you know, that's what I really appreciate about him. You know, we're always just trying to grow and evolve together. And, you know, as an offensive lineman, like, you're not just focused on yourself. You know, you're focused on other guys. You know, it's five guys playing together. And I'm really playing with Cody and Charles, you know, so you have to learn their footwork and things like that. And Charles is always trying to learn new things. And, you know, in individual periods, we're always, you know, trying to tweak blocks and things like that. But he just, he knows the offense, you know, as well as anybody here, and he works.
With the fine line of between winning and losing.
I'm sorry, what?
With the fine line between winning and losing, how much does a young team take a hit in their confidence when something like yesterday happens?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I don't necessarily know that. I mean, we've had a bunch of those this year, so I wouldn't say just that one is that big of a deal. More like five of them. But, you know, like I was saying earlier, getting over that hump is a – it's that much of a difference. And when it, I don't know. It's just so hard to – so hard to put it into words, but the word you use, confidence, like, you, once you do it a couple times, you kind of get that feeling, you get the confidence that the guy next to you is going to do it at the end of the game. And, you know, this game in the NFL comes down to one score most of the time, and, you know, you got to be able to win it at the end. And, you know, we'll continue to grow, and once we get that confidence, we'll be able to do some good things.
Those lines, what did Mitch's play on that last drive do for your confidence that he can get it done in those situations?
Oh, he's a stud. You know, I've had confidence in him from the beginning. But like I said, he's been growing and growing, and you see it each week. I think, you know, last week he probably took his first big leap, you know, in the passing game with the receivers and whatnot. And he saw it continue, you know, this week. And he's just growing and growing, and you just see it. Like I said, you saw the talent right away, and he just keeps, you know, the nuances of the game, and just keeps learning and learning. And, you know, he gives you all the confidence in the world. I mean, as a guy, in the locker room and on the field and in the huddle, you know, and he has that look in his eye where you think, all right, he's going to get the job done.
You played a lot of big games in November, December, January. When you're staring at 3-7, how do you find meaning in the stretch run?
No, I mean, it's kind of a loaded question, man, but we're all professionals, you know. We're here to do a job, and it's tough to not look at the big picture, not look at the playoff race and things like that, like, you know. But, you know, it's our job just to come to work each week, and it's a one-game season. That's how I kind of look at it each week, because it's own little mini-season. What were you going to say, man?
You know, you've seen him now with, like, in Minnesota and New Orleans, or situations with a final drive to win or tie type of thing. How was he? Did he say anything at the start of the drive? And was he thinking touchdown as opposed to just getting into field goal position?
Well, I think that's his mindset all the time. He's a playmaker, and he's got all the confidence in the world in himself and the guys around him. And like I said, you can just see it on his face. I don't think he really says anything. He doesn't really need to say anything. You can kind of see it by that look in his eye, and he's got what it takes to be a great player in this league.